Take it. It's all
Welcome
you.
Welcome to the Marketing Matters Show. I'm your host, Jerry Guta, and owner of AppDataWorks IT Consulting Services. Our guest today will be Cherie Miller with WWJV Radio, and our topic will be an interview, an overview of online marketing. We'll start the show right after this word from Purple Pineapple Fitness.
Don't have time for the gym? Do you want to get in shape and feel better, but you don't have a plan? Then call Suzanne and Amy at Purple Pineapple Fitness. They are experienced, certified personal trainers who will come to you in the comfort and privacy of your own home or office. They'll create a customized exercise plan just for you and work with you side by side to keep you excited and motivated. And they're affordable, too. Call Purple Pineapple Fitness at 352-658-1191. That's 352-658-1191 for a free complimentary consultation.
You're listening to Marketing Matters. I'm your host, Jerry Buta, and owner of AppDataWorks IT Consulting Services. AppDataWorks is a custom business software development company focusing on a line of business desktop and web application software development and online marketing framework development. This is the first show of many we're going to do about online marketing. And today's guest, we have Cherie Miller from right here at WWJB. Cherie's an account executive. Why don't you tell us a little more about what you do here?
Well, I'm an account exec, which means I help sell advertising for the radio station.
Okay.
So, but before I did advertising with a station, my background is actually in public relations and marketing.
Oh, cool.
And when I worked in public relations and marketing, how we went about getting business is entirely different than it is today, which is why I am here and why I really appreciate you having me on your show.
Well, you know, yeah, it's really true. Things have changed pretty rapidly over the last couple of years. And even with myself, 10 years ago, when I needed new clients, I just, you know, put a banner ad up on a banner exchange program. And that seemed to, like, get phone calls to come in. But today, that just doesn't exist.
No.
It's a completely different world. There's a saying that, and this is a big topic, so we're going to try to cover a lot of ground today. And really kind of touch on all of the various main aspects of online marketing. There's a saying that goes, content is king in the Googleverse, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really true, and we use Google a lot because, when we're talking about online marketing, because they are about 70% roughly of, all the search activity that
mm-hmm.
happens on the internet. YouTube, which they own, is the second largest search engine now. So people are going on YouTube. I want to know how to do something. They don't even go on to look to read anymore. They
mm-hmm.
go right on YouTube, find a video that says exactly what it is that, that shows mm-hmm. exactly what it is they're trying to learn. So you craft all your online marketing stuff for Google, your SEO and all that. And the other search engines kind of fall in line with that because they all kind of work the same way.
So there's nothing to know differently as far as your Yahoo search engine versus your Google search engine. If you are an advertiser, do you need to treat them differently?
Well, if you have a really big budget, then you might want to really do focused, mm-hmm. specific focused work for those search engines. But for the most part, if you follow the edict that content is really what drives the search engines to rank you,
mm-hmm.
okay, so higher, when somebody does a search, and think about it like this, if you go and open the yellow pages and look for lawyer, you don't want plumbers to come up, right? You want lawyers to come up. So if somebody's going on to a search engine and they search for a specific term, and nowadays you can search for a whole mm-hmm. question, you can say, hey, how do I do this? And, the first bunch of results that you see should be exactly what you're looking for. That's the goal of Google. They want to make sure that they're not going to make their users go off to another search engine. They make a ton of money on advertising. So that's really their whole model is all advertising. So they need to make sure you're going to be happy that you found what you're looking for and you found it right away. Nothing worse than having to go to the fourth or fifth page to find what you're looking for. So content really drives that. And so if you do that, then really, if you focus on that and not gaming the system, not trying to stuff keywords into a page of meaningless text
mm-hmm.
Just to get people to land on your web page, then you'll be fine with pretty much any search engine now.
And see, that's my issue, is how to do that. I'm just not sure. I know SEO is important. How do I get my business to the top of the Google search?
Well, that takes a lot of work, really. I mean, it doesn't have to be anything that you can do it completely free, okay, with just content like blogging and YouTube videos and getting other websites to link to your website. But really, there's let's talk about the four main components of online marketing, okay? Because these kind of all fit together. You have SEO, you have pay-per-click. SEO stands for search engine optimization, okay? That's where you optimize your website to match the search terms people are using to find businesses like yours. Pay-per-click advertising, or PPC, is a way that you can pay to get people traffic to your website. And it's not really about getting traffic to your website. It's about getting it there so you could analyze the search terms mm-hmm. that they used to get to your ad to land on your site. So then you can find out which ones work better, mm-hmm. okay? And then craft your site around those terms, and then you don't have to pay anymore, or you shouldn't have to pay as much anymore. Email marketing is really what is the core of what online business and online marketing is all about. So you create SEO optimized website, you have advertisements, you have content, all driving traffic to your site, and the goal is to collect people's information so that you can market to them later.
All right, now wouldn't that be, for lack of a better word, spam?
No,
email
absolutely not.
Marketing, that is not spam.
No, absolutely not.
All right,
not.
So explain that
spam
to me.
Spam is when I steal all the email addresses out of your Outlook address book and then email those people without their permission,
mm-hmm.
okay? Or I buy a bunch of email addresses from a nefarious company out there that's, you know, selling email addresses in email without permission. This is different. This is, you're actually saying, hey, get on my mailing list, okay? And when they do, you're going to use, the proper way to do it is through a double opt-in, okay? The double opt-in is, first, they're opting in by putting in their email address and their name into a form. It goes to a email company like mm-hmm. AWeber or MailChimp or Constant Contact, and they send that person a confirmation email to that address and say, hey, did you really sign up for this? Mm-hmm. If you did, click here. So you're actually doing two steps to confirm that, yes, you want to get information from this company. So now I have permission from that person to email to them. And the second differentiation is that if you do this, you have to follow the canned spam law, which says, in essence, you have to have a clear unsubscribe avenue, okay? You have to have a physical address for people who are paranoid about clicking links so they can send a letter saying, take me off the list. And those are pretty much the two big things you have to have on your email. So when people get it, if they don't like what you're selling, if they don't like, you know, what you're sending them, they can unsubscribe and change their mind. So that's the difference really between spam and email marketing. So email marketing, you're saying, hey, I want to hear from you.
Okay.
You did great. So far, so good. You're doing a fine job. We'll take a break. We'll be back in just a minute or so. Stand by.
Don't have time for the gym? Do you want to get in shape and feel better, but you don't have a plan? Then call Suzanne and Amy at Purple Pineapple Fitness. They are experienced, certified personal trainers who will come to you in the comfort and privacy of your own home or office. They'll create a customized exercise plan just for you and work with you side by side to keep you excited and motivated. And they're affordable too. Call Purple Pineapple Fitness at 352-658-1191. That's 352-658-1191 for a free complimentary consultation.
All right, we're back with Marketing Matters Show, and hey, if you want to come on the show to be a guest, we have spots open. You can call me at 352-610-9890 or visit adwsoft.com/wwjb to look at the calendar. There's no charge to come on the show. If you'd like to sponsor the show, you can call me for details at the same number. That's 352-610-9890. And we have with us Sherry Miller, account executive here at WWJB, and we are talking high-tech stuff here. And, you know, it's kind of hard to talk about this subject without getting into a lot of technical terms. I'll try to keep it as non-technical as possible.
Okay, well, as your student for the next 15 minutes here, I want to know a little bit more about SEO, which is search engine optimization, mm-hmm. and keywords specifically. Mm-hmm. How do I know what people are going to search for? Are there a certain number of keywords that you need? How does that work?
Well, okay, that's a really good question. A lot of people build websites around SEO, and they think, well, what do I think people are going to search for? So they'll pick and choose out of a hat, you know, I think it's, you know, software development or you know, something like that for whatever business they have. And then they build a website around that, and then they hope that people do those searches. But there's a completely different way that you're supposed to approach SEO. First, you put Google Analytics code on every page of your site.
Okay, now explain what Google Analytics is.
Okay, Google Analytics is a free service offered by Google that mm-hmm. you can sign up for. They'll give you a code for your website, and you put this code into your web pages. They give you instructions on how to do that. And then Google can track everything that happens on your website.
That really is amazing. I had never known anything about it until a friend of mine said, you know, if you really want to find out about the actual traffic on your website, holy mackerel, to not do that is insane.
Well, listen, they track everything. They can tell you where they came from, what country, what zip code, what, you know, everything and anything you can think of. What they did once they landed on your site, how long they stayed on a page, which page they went to second, which page they went to third. You can actually see a visual plot of all of your users and where they come from and where they go to. You can dice it and slice it any way you want. But for SEO purposes, once you have that information, they'll tell you exactly the search terms people used when they landed on your site. They went on Google, they did a search, they clicked a link, and they landed on your site.
So that can be pretty fluid, though. So if I search, let's say I have a flower business, mm-hmm. and I want to make up keywords of florist in Hernando County, roses 12 inches, whatever it is, I can look at those analytics and see which keyword attracted the most people.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Then continue to fine-tune my message to make sure that I'm hitting the people that I want to do business with.
Exactly. You want to put those keyword phrases right into the content of your page in an organic way mm-hmm. that speaks to the person so that they will say, oh, I landed in the right place. I'm on the right website based on what I'm looking for.
Now, explain to me, now I hear Google AdWords.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that have something to do with mm-hmm. analytics, or is that just like a banner ads that appear on a website?
No.
How does that work?
Google AdWords is a way for you to find out mm-hmm. what people are searching for. If you have even a small budget, $100 a month,
mm-hmm.
you can buy ads on Google AdWords. Now you're going to force your web page mm-hmm. to come to the top. Those first top three that you see and the ones going down the right side, those are paid mm-hmm. ads. So when you pay, you're saying, I don't need my content on my website to match this keyword. I actually want to have my ad shown when someone types in this keyword. And you can, you know, use your analytics to kind of build a list of keywords. And then you advertise on those keywords with your budget, same budget for mm-hmm. all the keywords. And then you can go back and look and say, well, which ones work?
Well, you know, the good thing about that, too, is you usually think of advertising only being available to bigger businesses that can afford it. But with something like that, you can just simply put in your budget each month, have it set whatever you can afford, and see, you know, through your keywords what you can drive to your site and to your business.
Well, that's the process of SEO, really. Search mm-hmm. engine optimization, and any company that's going to do it correctly, okay, is going to be constantly changing up the game. They're going to be looking at, okay, what worked, and we're going to refine, and then what worked, and we're going to be refine. They'll do split testing, you know, which ad works better than the other, and then they'll pick the better ad, and then they'll tweak it again and see if the next tweak is better. If not, then they'll try something else. But, you know, in the process of doing this, it doesn't have to be a big budget. I mean, you can spend $1 million or you can spend $100. It doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. The people who spend more money obviously are going to get more traffic. But if you want to drive traffic and find out what people are searching for so you can build your site around those things so that then you don't have to pay. Mm-hmm. When people do those searches, you'll be in the organic search results. In other words, the list that isn't paid for. And if you can come to the top on a high value keyword or phrase that has low competition, you're going to drive tons of traffic to your website.
Now, explain to me the businesses that are at the top of the search engine. How do they get there?
Well, it all depends on the search term. Mm-hmm. Okay, there are a friend of mine has a white paper that he wrote on some obscure subject. So whenever anybody searches for it, he automatically shows up on the top because he's really the only information about that subject, or very, very few people have even written about it. But if you're a big company, they're getting onto the top of the search engines through a series of very carefully crafted steps. They do advertising, they analyze the keywords, then they go and they craft this website around the keywords so that they can get some traffic without paying for it. And then they'll just constantly keep doing this. They have a marketing department or whatever. But if you're a small business, you can still do the same thing. You don't have to segment everything into, make 1,000 keywords and different ad campaigns. You can make it very generic, very, general, focus on the things that people are searching for that are getting them to your website and create your content. And the rest of the story, really, of the formula is in your inbound marketing, which is blogging, YouTube videos, article marketing. You can put an article up on a website like eZine Articles, where then they syndicate that to tons of websites.
So, So Google considers that as well. I mean, if you have a blog on your website,
Absolutely.
Does that make it more likely that you will appear higher
Yes.
when somebody searches one of the keywords?
Yeah, well, your blog is part of your website. So Google likes content. So the more content you put up, the more fresh the content is, the more often you put content up, it's going to affect the ranking algorithms. Mm-hmm. Ranking algorithms are complicated. We're not going to get into that here. But what they basically look at is how many visitors come to your site. Where do they come from? What links do you have to your site? What links do you have from your site to other sites? And, all of this factors in. So to create a good online marketing strategy, you have to do blogging. And, listen, if you don't want to write, you can pay other people to do it if you have the budget, There's plenty of people on Fiverr that'll write a blog post for $5.
Fiverr, what is that, a website?
It's Fiverr. It's Fiverr, I believe, mm-hmm. .com. There's just a ton of people out there that'll, want to engage with you and give you something for $5, basically. They'll give you a 20-second video, or they'll give you, a two-paragraph blog post or whatever. The idea for them is that you're going to like their work and hire them more and pay more for more work. But that's a great place to start. Odesk is another place mm-hmm. where people are freelance writers, tons and tons of them that are experts in various different fields that will write for you.
Okay, because that's always something that's a concern of mine, is finding content for a blog. And when do you find time to write it? How do you do it? How does that work? So you're saying there are websites that people can go to find somebody to write their blog posts for them.
Yeah, you can outsource a lot of that stuff if you want to.
Now, let me ask, is that something that your business at App Data Works does, or...
Well, we could help. Yeah. I mean, if we have a client that wants to do blogging and doesn't mm-hmm. want to actually blog, we'll help find them somebody to do that.
All right. So, but if I need to get on the top of a search engine, are you the guy I'm going to call?
Absolutely. Well, listen, there's no guarantee you're going to get on the top of the search engine. And I'll tell you why. Because if you're focusing on the wrong keyword, you're not going to get there. If you're focusing on the right keywords, it's going to help. If you do all of the things that you should be doing to make Google view your website as the ultimate authority on this particular topic, then you have a better chance of ranking higher. Anybody who tells you, give me $500 and I'll make you number one on Google,
they're not.
It's not happening.
Not happening. Huh?
Okay, what they're going to do is they're going to put a bunch of meta keywords in your web page, mm-hmm. which those are keywords, excuse me for those who don't understand this, those are keywords that you put into your web page behind the scenes so that you think the search engines will say, oh, this page is about that. Google ignores meta keywords. Most websites do now. Okay, so they're looking at the actual content. What does the words of the site say? Anyway, wow, we touched about half of the stuff we wanted to talk to.
By the way, that usually had, just so you know, yeah, I mean, you get involved in it, that happens. So, yeah, you did good. Good
job.
Well,
thanks for coming on the show, Sheree. And next week, we're going to have Angela Welsh from the Life Center of Hernando on to talk about how to drive traffic to your website with a low budget or even no budget. We'll be talking about SEO, content marketing, article marketing, link building, and all that kind of stuff that can get people to come to your website without you having to spend a lot of money or any money at all. I'd like to thank our sponsor, Purple Pineapple Fitness. They're certified personal trainers that come to you in the privacy of your home or office. Find them online at purplepineapplefitness.com or call 352-658-1191. If you'd like to sponsor the show, give me a call at 352-610-9890. Marketing Matters will be presenting a 7-week course on online marketing this fall with the Greater Hernando County Chamber of Commerce and the Small Business Development Center, the SBDC. Stay tuned for details on that, the dates and all that. We haven't cemented down yet. And this show is brought to you by me, Jerry Buta, and AppDataWorks IT Consulting Services. If you or anyone you know needs custom software or website development, or if you want to get into e-commerce and online marketing for your business, or if you want to get serious about online marketing, give us a call at 352-610-9890. That's 352-610-9890 for a free website analysis and consultation.